found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show here on 1700 KBGG. For the next 2 hours, Trent Condon and myself will talk the world of sports with you and localize it as best as we can every Monday through Friday from noon until 2. Good to see both of the needle movers back on the floor tonight. The Hawks at 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Iowa State at 8 o'clock on ESPNU. So hopefully things will work out that Iowa and Rutgers have finished up in time for, unless West Virginia precedes Iowa State, then we'd have nothing to worry about, although I doubt that they do, considering they played on Monday night. But both Iowa and Iowa State back on the floor tonight, which is good for us, good for business. We will preview those games. Coming up, it's Wednesday. What does that mean? It means that David Kaplan will be here from ESPN 1000 and NBC Sports Chicago. He'll be here at 12:20. He's brought to you by our friends at heartlandflags.com. We will talk all things Chicago sports with Cappy, and there is a lot to get to, specifically with the Cubs. Brian Dunsing is signed on. Who's going to be next? What are they doing? We will talk to Cappy about Chicago sports and look forward to that conversation as we do each and every week. John Miller, Hawkeye Nation at 12:40 checks in. In the 1 o'clock hour, Andrew Logue will chime in. Well, we'll recap with Andrew the Valley game last night, the Panthers and the Bulldogs. We'll do some Royals with him. And then at 1:40, Frank Schwab, yahoosports.com. He is the shutdown corner portion of that website covering all things NFL. Trent Condon's my partner. Not only does he do 4 to 6 with Jimmy B, he's with me until 2 o'clock. Well, we both left yesterday thinking that you and I would be able to pick off the Drake Bulldogs. For a while, it looked as though we were going to be dead wrong and just trying to figure out what cloth I should bring you to get the egg off your face. I didn't want to use the same one that I was going to be forced to use, but it didn't work out that way. I don't want to say they're a pretender, because I love the story, but they got exposed a little bit last night, Trent. When their shots were falling, you and I gave them no second-chance opportunities. It was one and done, and the Panthers were up the floor. And how about Bennett Cook? Lots of ground to cover. Take it away.
Yeah, early on, it was McGlynn, really good. He seemed like he was getting every rebound, and they're hitting threes, and all right, this is Drake basketball now. But you and I clamped down defensively, and that offense has taken big strides. Big strides from what they were, and a big part of it is Taiwan Pickford's hitting some shots. Mm-hmm. And a talented guy that normally doesn't show up in Cedar Falls. We've talked about that before, Ken, but you just look at the kid, the way he's built, the athleticism.
He looks different.
He does. Yeah. And I told you this summer, I was talking to people up there. In fact, a guy we need to have on the program, our Minneapolis guy, College Basketball News.
Oh, Chris Monter.
Chris Monter. Mm-hmm. That was one of the calls that I made this summer, and I just wondering a little bit about him, and he said, you and I got to steal. This should be a guy that should be playing.
So you had him on the radio or
just talking,
BSing with him?
Yep. And he told me this is a guy, if he was healthy, he would be not even at Nebraska or Iowa. He'd be at Michigan. He thought that much of him before the injuries derailed. Now, mm-hmm. maybe that's a little bit of hyperbole. He tends to maybe overrank those Minnesota kids in high school from time to time, but he's a really good player. He's at UNI, and UNI, do they have a run in them to get back in this? We saw it a year ago, got off to the 0-5 start.
Trent, they will outfinish Drake. One of them's 5-2, one of them's 2-5. When we get to the end of February, mm-hmm. who's closer to Thursday? I mean, that's 7, 8, 9, and 10 seeds play on Thursday night. 1-6 get to wait until Friday. I don't think the Panthers are going to be destined to play on Thursday night, and I'm not sure Drake is.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be really good if somehow they both find a way to begin playing the tournament on Friday. You and I, to me, and I know that they've got to make the return visit, which will be nice at the Knapp Center. They get them home. You and I, roster-wise, is a better team.
Yes, yeah.
If Bennett Cook plays the way he did last night, Carlson was good last night. Bennett Cook. I mean, Trent, he comes off the bench. He gets in there. He got in there early. What was it? The first time out? I want to say it was the first time out.
Okay, yeah.
He was in early. I think mm-hmm. If he wasn't the first sub off of Jacobs's bench, he was in there very quickly after that. And he looked like the Bennett Cook that we both felt had to be if this Panthers team was going to, be a presence in the Valley.
Well, and speaking of that, did you notice the first sub that Jacobson made in the second half of the game?
I probably did, but it didn't resonate.
It was under 7 minutes left of the game.
That's why it didn't resonate.
He went over 13 minutes with the now Cook started the second half.
Uh-huh.
Haldeman also started the second half from McLeod.
I liked his game last night. Yeah, he played a lot of minutes last night.
He's got to shoot it. I mean, if he's not shooting it, he doesn't add a ton. But when he's hitting shots, it's an important component to what they do. They need those guys late in the shot clock to be able to hoist up and knock them down. And Haldeman can do that in spurts. So I think it was like 6:46, something like that, first sub of the second half. And went with the guys that got him back in the game and started off that second half in another run. And UNI Panther basketball back 2-5, a long road. They did it a year ago, got up to 9-9 in the conference. Just got to stay away from Thursday. How about that? 3-6 matchup. Friday night, 8:35 tip.
Yeah, that might be asking a little too much. Boy, that would be perfect, though, would it not? That ensures that one of the teams will make it into Saturdays, which makes it a whole lot easier to jump in your car and head down to St. Louis if you're not a Panther fan or a Bulldog fan, knowing that you're not going to be there for one day.
Right, right.
And turn around, come right back, and have to do that Hannibal, Missouri thing in back-to-back days.
Your favorite.
Brutal. You're right about McGlynn. McGlynn was really good early. It's not a knock. And I don't remember who got him the ball underneath. Might have been Timmer. He just wasn't ready for the pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that out of his game a couple of times where, he's already getting himself into the offensive rebound mode, and there's no offensive rebound. The ball was directed to you, and you weren't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And out of bounds it goes. So, look, a nice win for Jacobson's team last night. The broadcast, I know Kevin Lehman did the color.
Yep.
I have no idea who the play-by-play guy is. And this was UNI's broadcast.
And this is what's usually picked up by the NBC Sports feed in Chicago. When you see it, the old Comcast Chicago, it is this feed that is picked up. Now, it's usually on an overflow channel.
Mm-hmm. Last night it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was on the big one. Yeah. And you and I's done a good job of getting clearance on a lot of those games. But
now, will their commercials clear in Chicago, too?
I'm sure it's probably some kind of split, I would guess.
I don't think Comcast would be paying for that.
No, you wouldn't think so. It's, hey, put us on. You get that. The NBC has some other games that show up. It's through the ESPN3 feed that'll show up on Comcast Chicago, NBC Sports Chicago.
Right.
Got to get that right with
You're
Cappy
right.
coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I would guess it's, hey, we got this much inventory that we need to clear. You get this much, sell it however you want. Mm-hmm. Just get us on the air.
So the play-by-play guy, help me out. I have no idea.
Eric Braley is the guy's name. He does the Ben Jacobson coaches show. He does the Farley coaches show.
Ryman doesn't do that?
Nope, on TV.
Okay.
The 30-minute, see with...
Okay, the recap. Is it Sunday night?
I believe it is. It's a Panther Sports Properties, I think, is what...
But it doesn't air. Does it air in Des Moines?
Good question. As in the past, I think KCWI maybe had it in the past. I haven't seen it. I guess I haven't even looked for it. Probably could find it. But
And how old a guy is Eric Braley? He's been doing this for a while.
Yeah, he came to the market. I want to say when I was doing radio there and
Cedar Falls.
In Cedar Falls, okay. So I remember meeting him a time or two. That was about it. And looks like he's growing and probably going to take over for Ima, but I'll try to get my foot in that door instead.
Where's Gary going?
How old is Gary now?
He's got to be my age, I think.
50s?
Late 50s?
Well, we know he's not retiring for the next 2 years because his grandson's playing football.
I don't see Gary going anywhere.
Why would he? Exactly. I don't see that happen. Gary will have a microphone in hand until he's 70.
And they're not going to push him out?
No, absolutely not. He, in terms of...
At least I wouldn't think.
Play-by-play, the painting a picture, and basketball, I think he's the best in the state. I think he does the best job of painting the picture. Now, I understand there's a lot of people that think he's overboard with the kabooms and the kabangs and the team. And to be honest, it's not my favorite, even as a UNI guy. Mm-hmm. It's not my cup of tea.
So
but in terms
if he had to... You're his boss, and you're only allowed to have one.
No, I would not tell him to stop because you're right. That is his shtick. That is him.
Yeah.
And to a T.
He's got to have the kaboom.
The kaboom.
And oh, baby, I love this team. Yeah. I mean, you can't ask him to get rid of this.
No, not at all. But in terms of calling a game, he paints a really good picture. And there's been plenty of times I've been in the car and listening, and he does a really nice job with that. But yeah. Eric Brayley is the guy's name. And you know, with NBC's deal with ESPN3, where all the games are on, pretty good gig, right? You got 18 home games that you're going to be picking up. You can do the coaches show. You got a few other things. I'm sure, you know, things with volleyball and wrestling and all the other sports along with it. So it's got to be a pretty good gig.
So when you have John Walters on later on in the week, will you introduce him as your second favorite? Or
Yeah. he's number two.
Okay.
He's number two. Yeah, thanks. John listens a lot, too.
We appreciate it. I'm a big John Walters fan.
Paint me in a corner. Good work out of you.
David Kaplan coming up. They signed Brian Dunsick today. This lack of free agent signing trend, it's starting to reverberate a little bit in sports.
You mentioned yesterday collusion, and I had heard it just a time or two over the weekend. You brought it up, and then
because I read it somewhere that the C word.
And all of a sudden, I was listening to a podcast. It was brought up. I was listening to Sports Talk Radio. It was brought up twice. I saw it today. It was like an avalanche all of a sudden where everybody's jumping on this story.
You know what? I don't want to label it collusion. Maybe it's a reset. Maybe it's enough. And if it's a reset, then everybody's colluding the owners. So
yes.
Maybe you can't have one without the other, right, Ken? But it just seems like they're trying to bring things back in a little bit. But look, baseball's flush with cash.
Yes.
Flush with cash. And how much money are the Cubs, A, worth today, and will they be worth in 2020? Once all of the renovations around Wrigley are going, they own everything. Once the hotel is up, once they get their own TV rights, which include streaming rights, I mean, how much are the Cubs going to be worth? This will elevate Chicago, and I don't know where the Cubs are as far as the scheme, the pantheon of where they rank now, as far as how much sports teams are worth, regardless of sport in the country. I would think the Cowboys have got to be number one, right?
Yeah, that's probably a good guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the Cubbies, wherever they are now, let's say they're 10, and I'm just making that up. They're not going to stay there very much longer. If they are able to get their own TV network in the market the size of Chicago, and they will. They will get that done.
Local ratings are always excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, national ratings also go with it. That it's not what it was with WGN, but it's also a piece, and the people in Florida are going to buy extra innings, and, well, where do they get that feed? Well, they get it from the Cubs
TV.
TV network, whatever they're going to call it. I wonder what a good name for that is. Maybe that's a question for Cappy. I'm sure he's thought about it a little bit.
We'll pin him down a little bit and see if we can drag out. Because I have to think he's been approached to play a significant role in this.
Yeah.
He's Chicago sports.
Pre and post game host.
And he's doing that now.
Now, I also wonder what this means for NBC Sports Chicago, which here in Iowa is also a big thing. We talked about UNI basketball being there.
State championship.
Those
contracts can't have too many more years on them, can they?
I think 2019 they run. So basically that'd be next school year. Yeah, so a year and a half left.
I would hope that they right the wrong and the association who lifted up their skirt. And yes, they cashed a big check in order to award their TV rights to Ken Krogman, who's got them now, will not allow the distribution method that we are forced upon us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine for me. I'm a DirecTV subscriber.
As
but it's not everybody.
Yeah. Right.
Right? There's still a lot of people out there that don't pick up NBC Sports Chicago. Or if they do, how many of them have the what did you call it? The alternate channel?
Yes, yep.
The .1, the -1, if you will. So I would have to think that they will not allow that. They got to localize it. They got to bring it back into the state. Make it available for everybody.
Well, and I got this from a John Notton piece, I think it was a year and a half ago. About half of the 99 counties in the state don't have cable access to Comcast Chicago at the time, now NBC Sports. Here it is. Mediacom has 425,000 Iowa subscribers. in 309 towns and 87 of the 99 counties. Now, in Eastern Iowa, it's not a big deal because everybody has a local, quote-unquote, sports part of it. For everyone in Eastern Iowa, for the most part, it is NBC Sports Chicago. That's your local, that you don't have to get an additional sub package.
Gotcha.
You don't have to get the sports pack. That is yours in Eastern Iowa. Where I'm from, it's Fox Sports North. Here, it's Fox Sports Midwest, though.
Right.
And that's where you run into problems, and that's why every MediaCom subscriber that doesn't have the sports pack here is shut out from the state championships on the boys' side.
We'll take a time out. We will head to Chicago, talk to Cappy coming up next. He's brought to us by our friends at heartlandflags.com. Tell you about them on the other side. Still to come this hour, John Miller will be here. We'll preview Iowa and Rutgers tonight. Heartlandflags.com. They sponsor us. You can visit their shop, by the way. They Southwest 9th in Des Moines, 3719 Southwest 9th. Look, go online. You can see everything. It's so much easier. Heartlandflags.com. Time out. David Kaplan is next. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent Connor and myself are with you until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Do you see cracks in your foundation, brick, or drywall, or doors and windows that stick? These are all signs of serious settlement issues. Call Midwest Basement Systems for all things basement-y. Basement waterproofing, basement structural repair, foundation settlement repair, and wall straightening and bracing too. Our engineered solutions will stabilize and lift your home back to level, putting you back on solid ground. Call Midwest Basement Systems today.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
This is Trent Condon from 1700 KBGG. For every 10 miles per hour over 50 miles per hour, the risk of death in a crash is doubled. Make zero fatalities your goal and slow down.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is now filling Des Moines area positions. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is hiring full-time merchandisers to provide high-quality merchandising support for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group brands to retail stores within an assigned territory. Apply online at dpsg.com/careers. That's dpsg.com/careers. Or click the link on their website. Join the Dr. Pepper team and receive a $500 sign-on bonus. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa. For more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, online afsp.org/Iowa.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
Let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Huge bus.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Still to come this hour, John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com. Rutgers in Iowa tonight. We'll preview that with John coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Right now, let's get to him. He's David Kaplan. He's presented each and every week by our friends at HeartlandFlags.com. HeartlandFlags.com. Cappy, Trent, and Ken, how are you? Can you hear us, Cap?
I got you loud and clear.
Ah, beautiful, as we do you. Where are you headed to? You got a game tonight?
I have a game at Illinois State. Bradley and Illinois State.
Inside the Missouri Valley Conference for you again this week. Fun conference,
yes,
Cap.
Yes, with John Rooney on the call with me.
Oh, nice. Very good. Comcast or NBC Chicago cleared Drake and you and I last night, so I was locked and loaded for that team. Ben Jacobson's team off to a slow start. Looks as though they may be turning it around if last night is any indicator. Terrific coach, Jacobson.
Oh, I'm a huge Ben Jacobson guy. First of all, if you had a son and I said the guy he's going to play for is Ben Jacobson, the person, you're all in. And he can coach, and it's a good school. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Ben Jacobson.
Cap, I want to go back to the weekend. The Cubs convention fascinates me from afar. It's it's a great promotional tool. The Cubs start to ignite the baseball fires in Chicago again. I think they do it right. It was a great turnout. What were a couple of your bigger takeaways from the Cubs convention? We'll get to the TV thing in a second, but what were a couple of your takeaways from this past weekend?
First of all, the whole Wilson Contreras going out to the mound and then with the profane language that was funny, telling us about how John Lester picked off Tommy Pham.
Yeah.
I thought that was spectacular, and everybody loved it. You know, you don't always want to use, you know, foul language in mixed company like that, but it worked. It played to the crowd, and Wilson is just such a good guy, and everybody really likes this young man. So I thought that was the sound drop, you know, the mic drop, sound drop of the year for the Chicago Cubs. It was really funny. So that was good. And then just to see the skinny Kyle Schwarber was amazing.
Mm. That's the first time you'd seen him in person, Cap, since last last fall?
Yep, I'd seen him on tape. I'd talked to him on the phone. I had not seen him look like, you know, what he looks like. And it's amazing to see how good he looks.
What about the power numbers, Cap? Any concern there that, you know, he's retooled his body, that the power numbers might not be there this year?
He says he's stronger than he was. He said, I just got rid of fat. He said, I'm stronger than I was. So he doesn't think that will be at all effective.
Well, today, Brian Dunsing makes it official coming back. Sounds like there were some offers out there for better money, but Chicago, Wrigley Field, playing for a contender. That's a big part of it here. Dunsing coming back. I saw the beginning of his career as a Minnesota Twin. He's transformed himself into a real nice pitcher.
Yeah, really nice reliever and one of the better guys you'll deal with. I mean, he's really, really easy to talk to. And if you need anything, he's always a guy. Hey, man, just call me. Here's my cell. He's not one of those go through my publicist.
Yeah.
When I get time, I'll have somebody from my agency get back. He's just a good dude. And so everybody's really excited to have him back.
Well, he's one of the guys that were looking for a job that found work. There's still a bunch of them out there. Cap, starting to hear the collusion word crop up a lot when it comes to the fact that there's so many of these big names that have yet to find their 2018 team. I don't think there is collusion. What's your take behind what's going on? I mean, I know we ask you this seemingly every week now, but there's been no movement for the most part with these big names, Cap. What's going on? Is it fair to bring up collusion?
I mean, I guess people can bring up whatever they want. Maybe it's the fact that you have a huge free agent class next year where guys want to keep their powder dry, number one. Number two, you have a players association that agreed to a luxury tax where they bunch of punitive penalties that if you violate the luxury tax, you are going to get smashed. And so people are getting smashed. That's what happens. If you go over it multiple years in a row, you lose draft picks. Well, that is a major problem because you're in an industry where you need to have that low-cost labor coming through. So when a guy gets older, you move on from an older player, and here comes a 23-year-old kid who makes the league minimum. He'll get his money someday, and then the teams that can afford to sign their stars keep them. That's the way the whole system works. Now you've got GMs. It's not the crusty old scouts anymore that have a shot in a beer and go, yeah, I'll give you my really good prospects for your 35-year-old guy because I'm trying to win. These are all analytically driven front offices with really smart, Ivy League-educated guys, and they're not stupid. And so all of a sudden, they've gotten smart, and they're not giving out 5 and 6 and 7 year deals to 31, 32, 33 all pitchers, and everyone goes collusion. I think it's a lot of nothing.
Cap, most everybody that's listening remembers 1998. Some of the younger listeners obviously don't, but the home run with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire.
I knew this question was coming.
So Tom Ricketts says that he needs Sammy Sosa to come clean, to be forthright about everything. Is Ricketts taking the right stand here and welcoming back if Sosa's willing to come clean and go down this road?
If Sammy's willing to come clean, yes. Look, I understand where Tom's coming from. I was around there covering that team in 1998. Mm-hmm. I've been around this team for 25-plus years. Look, Sammy was okay to deal with at times. There were times he was really, really a pain in the you-know-what. And some of his teammates did not like him as a teammate. No one ever questioned that Sammy showed up every day and played hard and tried to play every single day, and that Sammy put up monster numbers. Now, did he cheat by using steroids? Probably. I mean, I think the human eye test. I got two sources that he cheated, my left eye and my right eye.
Right.
I mean, there is no question Sammy Sosa, in my opinion, used performance-enhancing drugs. Now, if that's the case, does he owe an apology to someone? Tom's take, I believe, is that at some point we need a little dose of honesty here. You want to come back? I don't want the circus around, and there's the steroid guy that they're using to promote the Chicago Cubs. You want to come back? Then let's meet this head on. Let's do an interview. Let's do a press conference, however we want to handle it. And then we can move on from it. But you have to assume some responsibility for what you did, leaving the team early. There's a number of different things that he's got to account for. If he doesn't want to do that, then I don't think he's going to be back here. And I can tell you a quick story that when I was at WGN, so we're going back probably 4 years, Tom Ricketts got a message to me at 7 o'clock one morning through his PR guy. And I get this call, and they said, hey, Can you fly to Florida this afternoon?
I remember you doing that interview.
I said, fly to Florida. Okay, why am I going there? Sammy has agreed to come clean. He's going to do this interview. He wants to do it with you. You're going to sit down with him. Mm-hmm. You're going to film it for Comcast Sportsnet. We're going to address it, and then he's going to come back, and he's going to be an ambassador. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a career break. This is a huge story.
Mm-hmm.
And got on the plane with a producer and two cameramen, flew down there, landed, and there is the PR guy waiting for us at the hotel. And he said, I've got some bad news. The Dominican Republic ambassador to the United States will not let Sammy do the interview. And so that was the last time that they've had discussions about him coming back. He pulled out of the interview, and they called and said, fine, then we're not doing anything with you. And that's where it sits.
Hmm. David Kaplan from Chicago is our guest, ESPN 1000, NBC Sports Chicago. Cappy Crane Kenny had a pretty good line. It's good to be us. It is. With the TV rights all set to expire on all three of the networks that carry Cubs baseball, they want to bring it in-house starting in 2020. What's your role going to be, Cappy? Because I have to bet, at least I would bet my bottom dollar, that they're going to be knocking on your door. Have they? And do you anticipate that you'll be a part of this?
You know, I don't know. No one has knocked on my door. I mean, I have a contract at NBC Sports Chicago, and I love working there. I have really wonderful people I work for. And so if the Cubs start a new network and I have options, I guess that's a great thing. Anyone would want to have options. And I love the Chicago Cubs, and I love doing the broadcast for that team around their pre and post. But as far as I know, NBC Sports Chicago is trying to keep them. There are other suitors, I'm sure, trying to get them, and we'll see where this whole thing goes.
How would a Cubs network work? You know, with Comcast having the deals that they do with the Bulls, the White Sox, we talked about having you and I basketball on there last night. You know, what else would be on a Cubs network, or is it something that could morph into what Comcast currently is in Chicago?
I guess it could. I mean, I don't see any other team in Chicago partnering with them. That's the one difference, where the YES Network has the Yankees, it has the Brooklyn Nets, and you don't have that ability here because Jerry Reinsdorf owns both the Bulls and the White Sox, so they're not going to be a partner, obviously, with the Cubs. And then Jerry's business partner on the United Center, and one of his best friends, is Rocky Wirtz, who owns the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Rocky's not leaving Jerry. So could the Cubs do it on their own? Sure, if any team in America could do that, it would be the Chicago Cubs. They're, you know, an iconic franchise. But I remember talking to somebody from the Yankees who was on their business team, and they had the YES Network used to be just the Yankees. And I said, you know, what do you think? He said, we're bringing in the Nets because we can't do this on our own. Mm. We thought we could, and we're the Yankees. 27 championship Yankees. He said, I'm just telling you, man, you can't pull it off. There's just not enough programming in the day. Now, if the Cubs are able to keep all their archives and then bring in college games, certainly Crane is a brilliant, brilliant guy. He is. Anyone that has ever doubted Crane Kenny has ended up looking stupid. You know, can you get your stadium renovated? Yes, we can. Everyone says, hey, the city's not going to let you do all you want to do. Guess what? They did it.
Yeah.
Are you going to get Theo Epstein? The Cubs landed Theo Epstein. Can the Cubs win the World Series? Cubs won the World Series. It's on and on and on. So this guy's smarter than a lot of people. And if he says he can pull it off, I have no doubt Crane's got a lot of plans.
One Bears win, Cappy. Mark Helfrich's the offensive coordinator, a brilliant offensive mind in college. Will it work at the NFL level? Did Nagy hit a home run with his OC hire?
Yeah, I really like the OC hire because everyone we've talked to said not only did he work under Chip Kelly, which some would say, well, Chip's not real successful in the NFL. He also worked for Dirk Cutter in a pro-style system at Arizona State, so he's able to bring a lot of different varied perspectives to the football field, and he's got a really good reputation of working with young quarterbacks like Marcus Mariota, so you have a chance to develop Mitchell Trubisky. And then, you know, we're hearing that the Bears are talking to Pat O'Hara, Daryl Bevel, and a handful of other guys to be able to be the quarterback coach. So I would think you're going to see a staff in Chicago unlike anything we've seen.
Good stuff, David Kaplan. We will talk to you next Wednesday. Thank you, Cap.
Always, buddy. I love talking to you guys.
I love having you on. Take care, pal. We'll talk to you next week. David Kaplan, ESPN 1000 and NBC Sports Chicago. He's brought to us by Heartland Flags. Here's their phone number, 800-340-1157. Website's the best place. I mean, historical flags, sports flags, any team. You need a flag? Need a banner? HeartlandFlags.com is where you will find it. You will find John Miller here next. When Trent and I continue on the Ken Miller Show, we're here until 2, Monday through Friday, noon to 2, talking local sports with you on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Home in Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Ring. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction, where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to homeingreateriowa.org. See you there.
As a bee emoji, there's nothing I love more than a strong shot of nectar. But getting behind the wheel when you're buzzed? That makes me want to sting. Drive sober and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
The bag sale is back. Bring in your reusable Menards bag or pick one up for 98 cents and save 15% on anything you can fit inside the bag. No matter how you stack it, no matter how you pack it, save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag now at Menards. Pack your bag with doorknobs, paint, groceries, any item that fits in the bag. Hurry in. Sale ends January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-2525. That's 800-461-2525. 800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out.
Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at MRExecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show. We are here until 2 o'clock. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, Andrew Logue will stop by, as will Frank Schwab, yahoosports.com. He covers the NFL. Speaking of the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings have a new fan, Trent Condon.
Oh,
are
really?
You aware who that might be? Who has the latest to jump on this Vikings bandwagon?
Well, I would guess it's our next guest, John.
You're 100%
Miller.
Right. It makes sense, right?
Hey, I haven't been doing this for a couple of days. I got things figured out, I think.
John is firmly on the Vikings bandwagon. John Miller, my first question. I mean, I know you're a college junkie, and I get that part. But growing up where you did, how did you avoid becoming a Bears fan or a Packers fan? How did you avoid becoming an NFL fan until this point in your life?
Well, okay, so Roger Staubach, I loved Roger Staubach and the Cowboys. And then I liked the Cowboys until, you know, Jimmy Jones and Jerry, whatever, the Jimma came along. And how they treated Tom Landry, I was out. So I switched over to Marino and the Dolphins. And then he retired, and I really haven't had a team. But as for the Bears, in Eastern Iowa where I grew up, those years didn't have cable TV, and the Bears were on channels 2 and channels 4, and they sucked. And I was forced to watch that. You know, we'd race home from church to see Jimmy the Greek's picks.
Yeah.
And then there come the Bears, and they were horrible. So I couldn't stand them. Couldn't stand them. So that's why, really. And you know, the college thing, as you know, Ken, you know, once I started covering Iowa, the Saturdays are football from sun up to sundown, and I've got two kids, and I can't take Sundays away from them, so I just don't watch a lot. But these Vikings, man, and seeing the fan reactions, what a fun thing. So I figured, why not? We'll I bought the hat. It's on order. So for at least 1 week, I'm all in.
You're an NFL floozy. I think of all the teams that you've been with. Jeez.
NFL floozy, nice.
Yeah, you're right. I cried when Staubach retired. Loved Tony Dorsett. And then I really enjoyed Marino. But after that, I just, whatever.
Well, it's not whatever. As I told you as I got you on the phone, John, the Hawkeyes haven't lost in over a week. And I've had a smile on my face. Everything's going well. I'm pumped up here. Well, it's Rutgers tonight. They're a one-point dog. Should my excitement level be dissipating as we get closer and closer to tip-off?
I mean, don't dissipate your excitement, but mute your expectations maybe a little bit. This game, maybe as much as any Iowa has played this year, is an incredible contrast of styles and strengths and weaknesses, etc. I mean, you've got Rutgers, that is the statistically best defensive team in the Big Ten. They have one of the lowest turnover rates in the country. Iowa likes to score a lot, and Iowa turns the ball over a lot. Rutgers is one of the best rebounding teams in the country. And Iowa, I think their best bet, as we've talked about here before, is to play zone defense nearly exclusively. Mm-hmm. And they played that 1-3-1 against Illinois. It worked out great. But one of the hardest things to do out of a zone when you're not a team that plays zone year in, year out, is rebound. So where Iowa wants to do things, Rutgers is strong. You know, Rutgers did struggle earlier this year against a couple of 1-3-1 look teams. So I certainly wouldn't chalk this one up in the win column. They beat Seton Hall at the rack this year. They were recently dismantled by Ohio State. It's still not an NCAA tournament Rutgers team, but it's a Rutgers team that is good in areas that could hurt Iowa.
Yeah, and took Michigan State to overtime. Now we've come to find out, at least for the month of January, that maybe Izzo's team might not be as good as we thought that they were going to be. But let's stay there with the Big Ten and the top of the Big Ten, John. I think it's a blip. I really do. I mean, Izzo's teams, most teams have a week or two where they're not playing at their best. And that's what, at least for now, that's where I'm going to categorize this Spartans group. Top of the Big Ten, how do you see it?
Well, I think Michigan State or Purdue But you, I have Ohio State unbeaten as well, and they are playing extremely well. And of those three teams, two of them have one thing in common. Two of them came into the season as either entirely not rated at all or vastly underrated in the case of Purdue, and nobody gave Ohio State much of a look. A lot of people had them somewhere between 9th and 12th, where Purdue was, okay, they're a top 20 team. They lost Biggie Swanigan. They're going to have to rebuild a little bit. And, oh, Michigan State, oh, they're a Final Four team. They're a possible national championship team. And I, when Bridges chose to come back, we all thought that that's where they would wind up, and they still may be. That's a lot of guys who, most of them were highly recruited four-star players. That's not what Purdue has by and large. Ohio State, this particular roster, is not that by and large. So you've got Michigan State guys maybe just expecting things just to happen for them, where at Purdue and Ohio State, these particular rosters, they were afterthoughts, and they got chips on their shoulders. I think Michigan State's now been pushed back into a position where they can find a chip, or at least that's probably what Tom Izzo is hoping. But Michigan State, I still think I would take their roster over everyone. But Purdue's balance with what they have and how they can space you out on the floor, that is a very tough team to beat, because on a night when they're not shooting well, from the outside, you know, they've got options inside with Haas and Edwards. So very tough out.
Looking to the future of the conference, I know there's plenty of Hawkeye fans still excited about the future, but you're looking and seeing already what Holtman's doing at Ohio State. Archie Miller's been able to get four victories out of that Indiana squad in conference play. Two major power programs that look to have pretty good coaches. Where does Iowa fit in over the next 2-3 years?
You know, that's a good question. And you know, is the Iowa roster the next 2 years going to be what we think it's going to be? You know, we'll find the answers to that out probably in April to see if some guys. I mean, there's going to be some people leave this year. I think we all would have said that before this season even began, just because of the minutes and the length of the bench, and there's not enough minutes for guys that have some talent. So who knows who those are going to be? You hope Tyler Cook sticks around for another year. But obviously those teams are reloading too. Joe Wieskamp is going to help in a backcourt that very much needs help. But they still, we don't know who, if there will be any point guard personnel. Can Macy Daly make that jump to play backup point guard minutes? And it would be best for Jordan Bohannon if he played the two. So I think Iowa's going to be better. I kind of think that this year's maybe a bit of a blip. But maybe next year's ceiling, I would say, right now isn't as high as what I thought it was going to be before this season began. And, yeah, Indiana's going to be stronger. Ohio State's already making that step. And it's not like Iowa's basketball program is one of the four most coveted programs in the Big Ten. And we may have done this here on this program recently. But, you know, maybe they're the eighth or ninth best job. Mm-hmm. If you had a coach say, hey, you get your pick of any job, rate them, Iowa comes in probably eighth or ninth. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're talking about a powerhouse.
Well, we're all going to make a promise that when August and September and October next year roll around, we are going to continue on the football path in basketball. John, I just went to your Twitter page because I wanted to find a tweet that you responded to. I got Minnesota Vikings fan as of 1/17/18. That's really good. Matt Schick, who I don't follow on Twitter, and I would have missed this had you not responded to it. Matt Schick, ESPN, he said, I'm reading his tweet verbatim. I spoke with an NCAA official this week who is 95% certain that transfers will soon be allowed to play immediately in basketball in future and football. It could be a one-time freebie plus the grad transfer option. So in theory, you could play for three different schools. Boy, on the surface, John, I'm all for student-athletes getting more rights. This worries me a ton, and I think that your response to it hit it right on the head, that the Blue Bloods are going to be plugging holes at a rate quicker than they ever could have. I love the fact that student-athletes are getting more rights. This is one of them, but the boy makes me wonder if this is the right path to go down, John.
Yeah, it seems like it's ripe for more corruption. I mean, we just had this shoe scandal thing. I don't know how this doesn't accelerate the corruption or you know, make the greed and the upside opportunities for shoe companies, coaches, and other outside influence even greater than what it is now. Now, that's not exactly a reason to not do it if you think it's fair for the student athletes, and I think that it is. I think that it's fair for them. And yes, there absolutely is a worry of corruption, but there's probably a worry of corruption regardless. I think if they did it, there are going to be those out there who will push the line, cross the line, and there will be scandals ensue. But I just can, at the end of the day, how is that any different? It just gives them more of an opportunity, the bad guys, that is.
Yeah, interesting.
Going to be seeing some teams getting stacked up there and fighting for a national championship. But you know what? Every other sport, the same thing happens, and you don't see, oh, Penn State's going to be really good again in wrestling, and they're missing a 97-pounder, and a flood of guys go there. Is it just different because of the money involved with basketball and football, though, in your mind?
Probably, yeah, for sure, and the visibility. You know, very few people can name, you know, the backup, you know, 25-pounder at most places, or, you know, even the best women's basketball player. I mean, Gustafson at Iowa, I can do that for you. But I think that because of the visibility of these two and the money, really, that's involved in football and to a lesser degree men's basketball, that's the reason. And, you know, I can just see, like, North Carolina, you graduate a point guard, you got a freshman four-star coming in, but you know what? If you want to be number one, you need somebody else. Oh, by the way, there's a junior who's over at Minnesota who led the Big Ten in assists and averaged 12 points per game, and he's actually from the East Coast. Be pretty easy for him to come down, and oh, by the way, you know, they're both Nike schools, or one's Adidas, one's Nike, and he played for a Nike AAU program. You know how it works. That's just the thing that I fear.
John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com. John, we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate the segment, as we always do. Thanks, John. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you. John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com. Yeah, I saw that, Trent. I thought, you know what? It's about time. Coaches can leave anytime that they want. They don't have to sit out. And I'm all for student-athletes. I am all for student-athletes. But man, oh man.
There has to be some kind of parameters you put there, though. If you're eligible, you have to be in academic good standing when you leave. You know, the grad transfer option is a great one because kids done their schoolwork, graduated, and now you get an opportunity somewhere else.
I like that. Yep.
I don't know, you know, minimum GPA.
I even like Kyle Kemp's, the basis of Kyle Kemp's petition. Because, you know, he's run off.
Yeah, he's
and he's not alone. And yeah, just using him because he's the one that, you know.
The 6 year thing, it's a little much. A fifth year I could buy if you run off somewhere. Six year has. Maybe it's because I was in college for 6 years, but at the end of it, it's ready to move on, and I was ready to move on too. But there has to be some kind of standard, right? That a kid has, you can't just, all right, I'm going to play my freshman season here. All right, going to go to the next place. I have a great freshman season at, I don't know, Ohio, and now I'm going to go to Ohio State. Got to have something. At the very least, don't you?
I don't know how they're going to. I don't know. It sounds as though this guy's convinced. Matt Schick. Do you know Matt Schick at ESPN? I don't know him either. John follows him. I'll look more into it. It was just tweeted out again. On the surface, I'm all for more rights for student athletes. But this one, Alabama football.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the precipice of a national championship. A kid plays for a team that goes 2-10. But he's good. He's Alan good. Lazard, right? And an SEC or whatever school needs a receiver, and that'll get us over the top and get one of those coveted four spots in the playoffs. It's you could just see the Malfians. You really can. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. The 1 o'clock hour is next. Andrew Logue is going to be here. So is Frank Schwab, YahooSports.com. And Trent and I will be as well. We're glad you are. We're on 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, co-workers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Are you in the mood for real? Classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.